Hello and welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I am very honoured to be joined in the studio tonight with Mustard and the Monocle. Hi guys, how you doing?
Not bad.
Good, yeah, cheers.
I've known you guys for quite some time now. I know who you are, but why don't you introduce yourselves?
Well, my name's James.
I'm Jamie.
This is Jamie. We are Mustard and the Monocle from Wiltshire. But we spent a lot of time playing in Oxford recently, which has been good to us.
We're actually only two members of a five-piece.
So this is a very stripped-down version we're doing.
It's the first time we've tried anything like this with just the two of us. But
why don't we go straight into your first song? What's the first song we're going to hear, guys?
Well, the first one is on our MySpace. It was on our first EP. It's called The Guards and the Guns.
Working off the dead again, it seems our lives aren't what we thought. When we dreamed of growing up to be some famous astronauts and TV stars, parading in our cars, as I'm picking up dressed girls in bars, dancing to the same old songs along the streets we used to roam, all the city games we played, we used to feel at home. All the other kids around could never even hope to bring us down. We follow our heads and our hearts, looking back as we die, calling out, we're too young for this life, you're too good for us now. Telling all the pieces of myself, this town is not for you. Don't need money or cigars, we cigarettes and our guitars to see us through the errors of our youth. We never end up here without our view. We follow our heads and our hearts, looking back as we die. Too good for us now. Hiding out, far from the crowd, far from the places we called home. The cars and the planes, all of the things that helped us live like we were kings. We're out in the cold, we're out on our own. Now we're giving up the throne. The guards and the guns, they won't find us now. The guards and the guns, they can't help us now. We're hard.
Guards and the Guns there by Mustard and the Monocle. I'm joined, Mustard and the Monocle, James Small, and James Devine in the studio. Now, guys, who else is in the band usually?
So there's my brother, Simon Small, on drums, and he's got various other commitments, such as the John A. Moore.
I was going to say, he's very associated with the John A. Moore band.
You should say, we have a share of Simon Small, like a 15% stake in his drum time.
Just when he's got time, yeah. Mike East also drums for us sometimes.
You're from Devizes, and you've all been in like so many different bands and sort of things like that. And so, what other bands have you been in, Devizes?
Currently we have Dan Pratt still plays with us, who back in the days of Private World.
Private World.
He was our chief noisemaker in that.
Yeah.
And obviously me and Jamie played together in that group as well.
Yeah.
So we kind of kept a core, well, you and me basically, for the last few years, haven't we? I think people must get sick of us or something like that, because then we have to replace people.
It's ourselves guys again, but they're in a different name. But it is interesting seeing your sound has developed so much like over the years, and it's been so great to see you guys like go in and out of different bands and things like that. And it's like you say like, oh, it's those guys again, but like, as I say, your sound has changed so much. It is like almost a different band. Mm. Was it the Septics as well?
All those years ago.
Personality Cult, was that
Personality
you guys?
Personality Cult, yeah.
What else have you guys been doing? So why did you both go off to Oxford?
I think at one point everyone seemed to be pretty much in Oxford, but that was a very brief kind of the glory days of when we could actually get together and practice. And
great music scene in Oxford, of course.
I think it suited our sound quite well. Lots of little great venues there that you can do. Our name became known a little better there than it is here.
Oh, really?
So it was a lot easier for us to get bookings over there.
Because we've played a few of your songs here on Fanatics Radio before, and Jonquil are from Oxford.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to see them? Because they're very...
I've seen them, but we didn't...
Very cool indeed.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we'd been able to support them or something, but that would have been...
Well, what's the next song we're going to hear, guys?
The next one is actually a new one. I don't think it's up on my...
We haven't played this one before.
It's brand new.
But and this is actually it's a kind of slower... stripped down version than we'd normally do. It's called Demons.
All the antics we used to love, I don't care for them now. We say the same things we always did, but I don't know what it means anymore. So we'll be fighting so hard to keep our heads above the... We have run in the distance home day after day. There's nothing in our way, hey. There's no demons keeping us from dreaming all the things we thought we used to have. There's no demons keeping us from singing. Of sleeping to kill the time. Well, I've half a mind to set our sails and go out to California, get up and set in stone. Futures may have grown, we're not standing here alone. So we'll be fighting so hard to keep our heads above the water. we have run in the distance home day after day. There's no demons keeping us from dreaming. All the things we thought we used to have. There's no demons keeping us from singing. All the things we thought we used to have. Us from dreaming all the things we thought we used to have. 'Cause there's no demons keeping us from singing all the songs we heard when we were young. 'Cause
I absolutely love that musical interlude that you do throughout that song. It's absolutely beautiful, Demons. Now, explain the setup you guys have got here tonight, because there's only two of you in the band, but you've got loads of different instruments going on. There's a lot of sound coming from two guys. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, basically, we're putting to bed the adage that men can't multitask. So I'm playing the guitar, kick drum, snare drum, harmonica, and also doing vocals. And also, if I had it my way, I'd have tambourines taped to my legs as well.
You'd just be like the guy from Mary Poppins, just
yeah, sort of. I've often thought about that idea, yeah, having the old man band kit as a front man, but then I think you're just sort of fast tracking yourself to back injury.
I'm playing the Farfisa pian organ. Which is just the one instrument, but
other organs are available.
But yeah, it's not my usual instrument. I normally play bass in the band.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice instrument. It's an organ that's a bit like an accordion in that it's got the kind of the buttons on the left and then the keyboard on the
just
right.
Without the manual labour.
Yeah,
I was going to say without that struggling of like having to carry it, just sat easier. Down there.
But yeah, no, it's kind of upright and it's all next to each other, so it's much easier to see what you're doing.
It sounds absolutely beautiful. It's very like almost like carnival feel about it.
Yeah,
as well.
It does have that vibe to it, doesn't it? I think that's the reed vibe. Yeah,
it's absolutely beautiful. What have you guys got coming up in the near future? What's the plan with Muscle and Monocle?
Well, I think at the moment we're just still developing our sound. Yeah, really. You know, we keep doing writing new stuff, and then that kind of opens the door to other things. So, you know, we're liking this new way that we've got of playing at the moment.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, inspired it? What made you suddenly go, like, you know what, we've gone to this? Is it like you've just been listening to sort of new music? Is it being away from Devizes and living to Oxford? And
I think it's more logistical.
Yeah, I think the setup with just having the two of us is a matter of it being so hard recently for us all to get together.
Yeah.
Si, like we were saying, is...
he's doing the John Amel stuff.
His priority is the John Amel stuff. And Hugh, our keyboard player, I don't know if he's still alive or...
No, he's just run away. Probably, he's quite a rugged guy, yeah. So you think he'd be able to survive.
Yeah.
I know he watches
Rainiers.
He's AWOL so.
Somewhere in the world. Yeah. I think he's in Bristol somewhere, so maybe...
Right.
And of course, Dan's starting a family now as well. So
really?
That's
wow.
That's going to be good for him. So.
Yeah. But so, he's going to be starting his own family band soon, you know.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Poor kid. Poor
but,
kid.
You know... It's proven here tonight that you don't need that. You know, with the amount of stuff, you know, it's me and Kieran Kieran of Sheer Music were talking earlier about it's amazing when you see two guys create so much noise, all complimenting each other and sounding so good. And we've seen bands in the past, like six-piece bands, create just mess and nothing, and it sound horrible. So
it's interesting because that was kind of my dream.
Yeah.
I wanted a trumpet, I wanted a violin,
yeah.
I wanted a,
yeah, we wanted, you know, pretty much
mandolin,
an
every yeah. instrument. Yeah. We just wanted it all in the band because there's so many.
I mean, we do all our recordings at home. Mm. So we tended, when we do the recordings, you know, we'd end up recording like mandolin and all these other parts.
A bit carried away.
And then you suddenly think, actually, do we know any mandolin players?
Yeah.
No, do we know any trumpet players? What are we going to do about this? So,
have you just gone out there and gone, well, I just learned it myself?
Sort of.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. You know, not to say that we're any good at it, but you know what you want to do, so you can learn to do the bit that you want to do.
And you want to give it a go.
Oh, yeah, why
yeah.
not?
Well, I think that's a great thing, because especially in this day and age in which it's like the amount of bands you see with backing tracks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, they've pressed play on their keyboard, and then they've just done a bit of guitar. Well, in live, you just see, like, it's... In my opinion, to see that live, I know this is radio, so we can't. The audience cannot see it, but like for here, especially in the studio, it is such a joy to see this all being made right in front of you, and it's live as well. You know, it's not like you guys have done the drums separately and then gone back and done this. Anyway, enough of the kiss ass.
Yeah, we don't want to do that anymore.
So, are you guys playing much over the summer months? Now that it's finally arrived.
Yeah, no, it's nice weather now. We haven't really got anything booked at the moment. We were due to play Rowdy Fest,
of course, last week.
Yeah, last week, but unfortunately that got...
We can blame the weather, so yeah. We can blame the weather.
Now it's fine.
But there is talk about, of course, a new gig happening sometime in November, I think it is, I think. But thank you very much, Jamie and James, for coming on in this evening.
That's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Where can we listen to your... Have you got your recordings online at the moment?
We've got our first EP's up, which... And I think Antlers is up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's on MySpace and Spotify. And
still on MySpace, eh?
Yeah. Well, why not?
It's on all of them. It's on Facebook. It's on Reverb Nation, Spotify, iTunes.
Just Google it. It'll normally take you there.
Mustard and the Monocle.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on in, guys, again. What's the final song we're going to hear tonight?
This one is Antlers, actually.
Yeah, it is Antlers.
All right, well, this is Jamie Small and James Devine of Mustard and the Monocle with Antlers. Thank you very much.
We lost our way, the woods around us now, just like the times when we used to run for miles away from all the creatures in the trees. Can't get out of the mess we're in. We can't pretend that we're heroes fighting king. Voices in the air. Spiders in your head, you know that they weren't there. The antlers in the dark were just the harmless shadows of. believe in.